This is Over 40 in Vancouver, live to tape from Archive, episode number 36, Local Community Grants, $250. I'm Dale.
I'm Roland. Did you hear my microphone click? I think I'll leave it on now. It is neighborhood small grants, actually, but local works, too.
Those two.
What would you do if the goal of a neighborhood small grant, at least as I understand it, is to increase community cohesion, awareness, spirit, get to know your neighborhood, your neighbors, the people who go through. So my idea for a $250 grant would be to somehow find five volunteers who live in the neighborhood and who are interested in photography, and give them disposable film cameras, 36 exposure, black and white, color, doesn't really matter. Maybe even get London Drugs or someone in the neighborhood to sponsor and develop them. And you the obligation of the five people would be to take 36 pictures of things that they're passionate about or that are unique or that differentiate. I wouldn't want to like tie them down, the neighborhood for them as a person. And extra bonus points if it involves, you know, neighborhood, like other people or other organizations or whatever. And to write a simple email or a handwritten note explaining why you choose to take those pictures. And then there would be a curator, not necessarily me, who would put together a collage. Does that make sense? A collage and a photo book. And we put the collage up as a poster in the neighborhood house and perhaps in local art galleries. I'm not quite sure how that would work, but yeah. What do you think, Dale?
I really like that idea. I think you print it off as a poster or a set of posters and you stick them up in, you know, like City Hall and the museum and the library.
Right, and neighborhood house, because there are neighborhood houses.
Yeah, community centers. Mm-hmm.
So you might have like a low fidelity poster. Well, this depends on the curator and whatever other volunteers emerge, because you wouldn't want it to, you let them take the idea where it comes. Kind of like our podcasts, right? You have a very loose theme and you go where it goes as opposed to rigidly defining. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do with 36 pictures from five people.
Yeah.
And but I like the idea of a lo-fi poster that you can sort of poster around the neighborhood, but with a high fidelity one that you perhaps put in the community center in a place that's like an art gallery, like a setting where people mount art. And then I also like the idea of a photo book, maybe an optional photo book for charity. You can create photo books like on Blurb or other services and give people the URL and blah, 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 and then just say the proceeds will go to charity and have an open spreadsheet. But that might be too complicated. That might be something you might do in a subsequent project or whatever. You have like 6 months or 4 months.
Yeah, I don't know where print-on-demand is these days, but that's
print-on-demand for photo books is big, huge.
Strikes me as a good candidate for print-on-demand.
Well, you print-on-demand, you can get print-on-demand T-shirts, sweatshirts, leggings, tights. Photo books. Photo books are actually the easiest. They're probably the most established thing. And the other thing you could do is, I guess, make an open album of the collage and get people, you know, you could sell it or use it as a donation source for the various organizations within that, within the neighborhood.
So how would you select the people? Would you, like, find
notable... I don't think so.
Notable people in the community randomly?
No, I think maybe have a contest. If you want to participate, you can email, or you can Facebook, or you can Instagram, or you can leave a written note as to why you should be selected. I think just to make it easy, like don't force people to use one particular entry method and promote it heavily, and promote it as a fun thing. I think we can all be positive, a fun positive thing. Like, I think there are many fun... Take any neighborhood in the city of Vancouver, North Vancouver, West Vancouver, Metro Vancouver even. I think there are positive things that you can promote through 36 shots. Would that work in your community, Dale?
I think it would work for particular neighborhoods in my community. My community is changing quite a bit. I'm in North Vancouver.
Yeah.
And there has been quite the little construction boom, so... Anyone that is at all familiar with Lower Lonsdale, there's probably been five very tall buildings go up, and some of them are still a work in progress. I'm really curious to see what all the people this coming in are going to change how it's going to change the neighborhood.
This kind of project would be great just like if you had an organizer. So you preferably you'd have an organizer who doesn't have too many skills. Like, so I think what you want for a project like this is like, you know, when the old adage where, you know, if you love somebody, set them free. So I think what you do is you get an organizer who has community connections or is willing to make them or has access to people who have community connections, and you get them to organically find the people. And so you could do it in you could do it in one of the new Lonsdale developments exclusively, just do it for that development, for people who are new. Or you could do it multiple buildings, like within the neighborhood, like around that Lonsdale development. It'd probably be interesting to try both.
I think it would be interesting to try both. Like, I was probably in North Vancouver for 5 or 6 years. Actually, it was up until the time of the first municipal election, so sometime
right.
5 years or more. And because I was working at City Hall, I could not avoid details of the election.
Right.
I was actually nice. Really amazed at all of the different neighborhoods in North Vancouver.
Ooh, like, that's an interesting idea.
Completely oblivious to it.
Ooh.
And it was really fascinating, the people that were doing the electioneering, how detailed the knowledge they had of all of these little tiny neighborhoods. So
wow.
It really impressed on
I like
me
this
how
idea.
There are all of these small communities we call neighborhoods, but we don't, you know, do we really think of what a neighborhood is?
No.
And how unique they are.
Same
if
with
you
online
look closely.
Communities. We don't look at unique. Anyways, ooh, the election idea is a good idea. Like, we're having an election, provincial election next year, right? I like the idea of canvassing. So what are our parties? Liberal Party, provincial parties.
Provincial,
NDP, yeah. Green.
Yeah, those are the...
You know what would be really cool is to have the people who are canvassing, they're going door-to-door anyways. They probably would never agree to this because, like, we're focused on the election. But you give them your blurb about we're looking for 5 photographers because they actually talk to people.
Yeah, they
talk.
Do. They do.
To the old ladies, to the old men, to the they knock on every door, poor, rich, whatever. And you're not going to be able to do that, but if you harness the machine, they probably wouldn't agree, but that would be cool. Like, you have a little blurb and you say, hey, by the way, there's a nonpartisan photo project going on after the election. Would you be interested? Here's how to enter if you're interested, and we will pick what? Like, you can even pick 10 people. Because yeah. You might probably get the film subsidized.
I think it might be worth asking, because that is just like a community spirit thing. Like, that's
yeah.
right
I mean,
in their wheelhouse.
Who else goes door to door?
On that kind of specificity, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Not.
Nobody. They hit every house in their target neighborhoods.
I don't know how they do it. It's kind of amazing, yeah.
Well, it's scale, right? You have a community organizer.
Well, that's how you know how motivated people are to support a candidate. Is.
Right. Right, so...
But we digress.
No, but I was just thinking of a way to get your message out there, because you don't want to have... Like, the way I look at this project is, and all the neighborhood small grants, is you don't want professionals.
No. And the challenge is getting the people. Like,
you want people, the people who represent.
You will get the people that are already motivated in engaging with the community, but if you want to get people who aren't necessarily engaged with the community...
But have something to say and have some positive aspects. That's why they live there.
And have, potentially lived there a while.
Yeah.
How do you reach them?
Yep. So they might take a picture of a building that you pass by every day and say, hey, well, this is where something
interesting
happened.
Yeah, it has some personal significance to them, yeah.
Which actually is personal significance, but has community significance as well. You know, and they, people might decline. So maybe a follow-up would be to, once you've met all these people, maybe they could, the 10 people, we have 48 seconds, could recruit others for the next round. It's like, do you know somebody who would be perfect for this, but who's not an extrovert?
Oh, word of mouth. That's awesome.
Yeah. Like, get them to bootstrap the next generation of photographers for the next version of the project, right? As opposed to you, the community organizer, because we live in a bubble. All right. Well, neighborhood small grants. There are many projects. My son Simon did a little book library where you can leave books, take a book. So that's another idea. There are plenty of ideas, not just this photo and the neighborhood lending library ideas. Anyways, I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Ciao, tschüss.